to look. And when I looked, I was like... And when I looked, Wally was pointing. But Wally wasn't pointing at the movie screen. Wally was pointing above the lockers. And above the lockers, in our very own classroom, a great red two-orb, hissing, pulsating blob was rising up from behind the lockers. It had a long, bloody tentacle coming out from behind it. The blob was in our classroom. I was not macho anymore. I was like, oh, hey! I was running for the door. I was picking up smaller kids, throwing them at the blob. Eat him, eat her, leave him alone! But the blob beat us to the door. We couldn't get around it. Mrs. Baird was saying, calm down, we'll take care of this. And then we heard a scream, a loud, long, screeching, blood-curdling scream that came from behind the lockers. We had forgotten about Alicia Snitch. She was back there where the blob had come from. And as we turned to look, we saw Alicia rise up from behind the lockers, entwined in that long, bloody tentacle coming forth from the blob, her very life force being sucked out of her as the blob grew larger and larger. And Mrs. Baird said, don't panic. I'll take care of this. And she grabbed the front of her dress. And she ripped it open. And underneath her dress was that one-piece patriotic bathing suit that Wonder Woman wears, complete with the calf-high boots and the golden rope, and she got a tiara from somewhere. And she threw at the blob like a boomerang, and kaboom, the blob exploded. And we were shrouded in a fine red bovine mist, and hunks of lung fell about the classroom. Alicia Snitch dropped with a thump behind the lockers. That long, bloody tentacle lay hissing on the ground. And then we followed Mrs. Baird. Nay, we followed Wonder Woman behind the lockers. And Wonder Woman picked up Alicia Snitch and unwound her from that long, bloody tentacle. And we saw where Alicia, in her deep and secret need to know whether or not Mrs. Baird was Wonder Woman, had taken that remaining surgical tubing and had shoved one end deep down into those lungs and had taken the other end and stuck it on that old helium tank that clown had left. She had turned that helium tank up all the way to create that giant lung blob balloon to come and attack our classroom. And then Wonder Woman carried Alicia Snitch and put her in her desk. And then Wonder Woman walked to the back of the classroom, picked up that piece of purple chalk, and made a mark beside Alicia's name. Thank you.